Love uses the law to slay self-righteousness. Matthew 19:16, and behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good things shall I do that I may have eternal life? There is a time to use the law. Jesus, being God, knew that it was time to use the law in this case. I believe this young rich ruler was a very devout and sincere young man. I do not question his sincerity or his devotion to God and the commandments. But nevertheless, though we love people and believe that they are sincere and real people, they must understand the law can never save them. It is impossible for them to keep the law. So then Jesus shows him this very thing. He asks him, What good thing must I do, good master? Was this man not comparing his good works to the good master? Are you calling me God? There is none good but God. So then Jesus will take the very law this man is trusting in, obeying, and slay him with it so that he is hopefully brought to the end of self-trust. You see, there is no man alive that can obey the law perfectly. The law will find something wrong with him, some imperfection it will search out. The law is a schoolmaster to bring men to Christ, so it will teach them and set them down and say, Look, see, look here, all of your faults, do you see them? They are there, all of your sins, do you see them? All of your failures. Now, sit here, and I will teach you all of your failures, all of your faults. And then we are at the foot of Jesus to look up and to see that we need him. Jesus was the only one that kept the law perfectly, and the spirit in which it was to be kept, with humility and honor. Jesus goes through the list of commandments. You will notice the Sabbath was not mentioned in Matthew, Mark, or Luke. I find that very interesting. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest, one thing thou lackest. There will always be one thing we lack, the one thing that keeps us from perfection. It is lodged in a fallen creature's breasts, and the law will touch it. The law will find it out. And it did here. It says that Jesus, beholding him, loved him. Jesus loved his youthful zeal. I do admire myself youthful zeal and the desire of young converts, their excitement for the things of God. It is refreshing. And we need to be around young Christians that have a fire in them. It keeps us young and tender to the gospel. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, One thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Now this says, take up the cross. He could never take up Christ's cross, could he? He could never take that up. He could never take up the cross of discipleship until he was a child of God. But I find it interesting that the law is used and says, you must be perfect. You must be on a cross. You must atone for your sins. But he could not do that. So he must follow Christ. Christ must be the one that he follows, because Christ is the only one that could take up his cross, Christ's cross, and that we must follow after him. We must die to self. Self-denial, that cross that no man wants to bear. No man willingly will bear it until the Spirit of God comes in and changes him and makes him a new creature. And he was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Yes, that was the hot button. That was the tender spot. And learn to use the law out of love. It is impossible for us to do what Christ did. We have our own cross to bear after we are saved, when we come to Christ, but his cross we cannot bear. We could never bear his cross. It does not always feel like love, but it truly is love to take the law of God and bring the man or the woman to the place of desperation, where they can see Jesus only. Jesus said to follow not the law, it is not enough to make you righteous, but take up thy cross and follow me, Jesus said. He is perfection. Let love be our aim when we use the law. It is the kindest thing that we can do after they are slain by it. Not by us. We then show them Jesus and the cross. Because the law is that schoolmaster. If it is used properly and by God's grace, it will bring men to sit down at the feet of Jesus in desperation and learn of him.